you might need to wait.
How am I going to survive without you? I'm always going to be here. You're stuck with me forever.
Because things are going late tonight.
Last week of shows, I'm going to drive you to work. Let's do the final carpool.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, April 27th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. The Daytime Emmy Awards are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, and lots of shows are celebrating themselves after nominations were announced yesterday. The 60-year-old daytime soap General Hospital earned the most with 19. Trailing slightly behind are The Bold and the Beautiful with 14, The Young and the Restless with 13, and Days of Our Lives with 11. But the soaps aren't the only ones racking up multiple nominations. Daytime's favorite talk show hosts are also well represented, with The Kelly Clarkson Show garnering the most with 11 nods, followed by The Drew Barrymore Show, which got 7, The Jennifer Hudson Show with 6, and Sherry, Tamron Hall, and The View all vying with 4 nominations apiece. Elsewhere, Zac Efron's Netflix travel series Down to Earth racked up 4 nominations, The Book of Queer got 6, and The Ellen DeGeneres Show, which ended its 19-year run last May, snatched a final 2 nominations. The 2023 Daytime Emmy Awards air live on June 16th on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus. Hopefully that's not your reflection you see in Black Mirror, which Netflix revealed is returning this summer for a new season. As usual, the latest season of the anthology series will consist of standalone episodes with different casts. Actors appearing this time around include Aaron Paul, Annie Murphy, Ben Barnes, Himesh Patel, Josh Hartnett, Kate Mara, Michael Cera, Papa Esidu, Rob Delaney, Rory Culkin, Salma Hayek-Pinault, Zazie Beetz, and more. Black Mirror Season 6 is set to hit Netflix this June. You can check out a sneak peek and images at EW.com. While you're there, be sure to watch new trailers for Season 2 of the Sex and the City follow-up series, And Just Like That, where we see the return of Aiden, as well as Jon Hamm and Tina Fey in Maggie Moore's, the final season of Mayans MC, and Kenneth Branagh, Michelle Yeoh, and Tina Fey in A Haunting in Venice. All of that, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more at EW.com. We're heading back to Bel Air for today's number 3 pick. The Peacock series has already been renewed for season 3, but season 2 is coming to a salty end today. Now, in last week's episode, we saw Will find out some difficult news about Doc. In the finale, Carlton is prepping for a big speech, and Will has some words of advice for him. Here's a sneak peek at the episode.
Being a leader is demonstrating that... Nah. Being a leader is sacrificing...
Wow, thanking your fans before you even win. Isn't that bad luck?
Can I help you with anything, Will?
I always wondered what it would be like to have a brother. And now I know. Sometimes you just want to just kick them off. You know, we had our ups and downs, but we got through junior year without killing each other, and that is a win in my book. Right? Look, man, I know what it's like to have a foot in 2 different worlds. I fought so hard to hold on to West Philly Will. Whatever that is. And the truth is, I'm just not the same guy. And neither are you. And that's okay. Look, man, this whole you and Connor vibe, you don't have to go back to being that dude.
Glad Will was able to avoid killing or slapping Carlton. Whoa, I digress. Anyway, can Will and Jackie sort out the problems in their relationship? And can Will focus on the Founders Awards, or will the voices in his head get in the way? Find out on the season finale of Bel Air, streaming now on Peacock. It's trivia time. The list of guests for James Corden's final Late Late Show tonight is extra special. More on those names in just a bit. And James' final carpool karaoke guest is none other than megastar Adele. But which megastar was Corden's very first guest when his show debuted in 2015? Betty White, Tom Hanks, or Brad Pitt? Stick around for the answer. On our number 2 pick, friendship comes first. The Netflix dramedy series Firefly Lane is coming to an end, and the strong friendship between Kate and Tully, played by Sarah Chalke and Katherine Heigl, is being put to the test. Their lifelong bond has been broken, and the two are no longer on speaking terms. But a health scare for Kate may be the thing that can bring them back together. Here's a preview.
Home hasn't really felt the same since I lost my best friend.
When did she pass?
We just stopped speaking.
Oh,
she's actually probably great.
You look a little tired.
Do you want to take a seat?
I'm not tired.
Are you tired?
No,
sure.
Doctor,
actually,
you
take a
pretty good
if
considering.
You're tired.
So I think I'll
so take.
You and me, together forever.
We're gonna celebrate so hard.
Oh my God, you're just like larger than life.
I know.
Kathleen Menarche. Will you marry me?
Yes. Yes!
Do you think we'll ever get our timing right?
Maybe. Someday.
Oh my God, Danny!
This is awkward. Let's just put it all on the table. I saw your boobs. They're surprisingly firm and perky.
Surprisingly?
Get a room!
Firefly Lane girls forever!
After 30 years of too much intensity, they needed to break free.
It was all just... She abandoned me.
Have you thought about reaching out to Tully?
You might need a friend.
You've got Tully. Make it good or I won't call you back.
I just really need you, okay? Things have been really bad. What are we gonna do?
That's the thing about big life changes. You don't get to choose when they happen. You just have to hold on tight to the people you love and make your way through it.
How am I gonna survive without you?
I'm always gonna be here. You're stuck with me forever.
What are you doing here?
She called me.
What took you so long?
I hope she has a good explanation for that. The final episodes of Firefly Lane are streaming now on Netflix. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch, we'll be right back.
Also,
no one be more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
It's the end of an era for today's number one pick. It's the very last episode of The Late Late Show with James Corden. Of course, a roster of the biggest stars are headed to The Late Late Studio to celebrate 8 years of laughter, fun, and lots of carpool karaoke. Guests include Will Ferrell, Tom Cruise, Ben Affleck, the Kardashian family, Bryan Cranston, Jennifer Garner, Brett Goldstein, Kate Hudson, Mila Kunis, Seth Meyers, Billy Porter, Sharon Stone, and James Bestie, Harry Styles. Blackpink and Sean Diddy Combs will strap in for carpool karaoke, and James will perform one final Crosswalk the Musical. And James had one last special carpool karaoke where the one and only Adele joined him. This time, James was in the passenger seat as Adele helped drive him to work for his last week, and they reminisced on cherished memories and even revealed some details behind an unaired prank gone wrong on Adele. Take a listen.
I mean, you say it out loud now. It's so ridiculous that there was a wild bear on the loose and we'd flown this animatronic bear from Canada. The worst thing was, you got there early.
I'm always early. You had the real news channel.
We had the real news. We've got Gail King to record the news.
Breaking news coming out of Los Angeles early this morning. A 600-pound bear escaped from LA County Zoo.
And the idea is you were being interviewed and then park rangers would fly in and you'd be like, oh my God. And obviously we haven't told any of your team because we don't want them to feel compromised and hide anything from you.
And things like that,
And your assistant spots this tiny camera that's hidden on a shelf. And we're all going, oh my God, no. And he runs out, of course,
to me,
and tells you, and you were like, I'm being spied on.
I was like, I'm being spied on. And I was like, who owns this house? And then we go downstairs. I was like, I'm not happy about this. But we go downstairs, and then there's like another room that I need to wait in. And I go in, and there's every piece of merch
it's wall
that has ever been created
Adele.
Of me.
Think we have a fan.
Oh my God.
No. I'm not happy being here. I'm really uncomfortable. Have you seen in this room, Eddie?
I was like, I'm leaving.
You were and like, then this is a stalker. Somebody, this is bad. They've been streaming me, they've been spying on me. And then we were like, the game's up.
Okay. She's uncomfortable. She's uncomfortable. Let's just.
To the.
Look at my knee. She's unprankable.
Unprankable.
She cannot be pranked.
Unprankable, babes. Unprankable. The final episode of The Late Late Show with James Corden is sure to be one for the books and full of tears. If that carpal karaoke is any indication, the finale airs tonight at 12:37 a.m. on CBS. You also won't want to miss the last Late Late Show with James Corden carpool karaoke special at 10. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Who was James Corden's very first guest on The Late Late Show in 2015? Betty White, Tom Hanks, or Brad Pitt? Well, he sat on the sofa next to the other guest, Mila Kunis. It was Tom Hanks. Corden and Hanks did a memorable 6-minute sketch where they acted out scenes from some of Hanks' most popular films, including Sleepless in Seattle, Forrest Gump, and the first 3 Toy Story films. Well, that is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson. 1, 2, 3.